Good afternoon, I'm Amber Stark. French Condor workers have secured themselves a better package of benefits following a 13-day strike, but they have gone back to work without getting the Rapide to sail under the French flag. The industrial action is over and sailings to St. Malo are set to resume tomorrow. Here's Condor CEO James Fulford.
Remember, these guys have been on the vessel sort of round the clock for 2 weeks, so we've got to find a different crew to sail tomorrow. But we are hoping to sail St. Malo, Jersey, Guernsey, and then back through Jersey to St. Malo.
There could be a drop in the number of birds in the bailiwick this year. Seabirds have suffered at the hands of the recent bad weather, and although an exact figure isn't yet known, it's believed a high number have died. Donna Francis from the RSPB says it's a bad sign for this year's breeding season.
The biggest concern now is the fact that those that do survive are going to be in pretty poor condition. And if they are in bad condition, then they won't breed this spring. They'll only breed if they're in good enough condition to be able to look after themselves and provide for their young.
If you're out and about today, you can find out more about the curbside recycling scheme that's starting next month. The recycling team from the Public Services Department will be at the co-op near the bridge until 4:30 this afternoon. The team will be able to answer any questions on the scheme, which launches on the 10th of March. One Guernsey family are putting their fears aside to fundraise for charity. The Argo family have signed up to be a part of a group of 260 people hoping to break the world record of the 15,000-foot tandem skydive this June. Fiona Argo signed herself, her mum and her brother up to raise money for Crohn's and Colitis UK.
I'm a sufferer of Crohn's, so anything to raise awareness, to raise money, try and find a cure, that's what we're doing it for. I went through a really bad time with my Crohn's and misdiagnosed with anorexia. We're raising awareness so that somebody else doesn't go through exactly the same as what I did.
And famous author Linda LaPlante is coming to Guernsey. The prime suspect and Trial and Retribution creator is the latest big name to sign up for the 2014 Guernsey Literary Festival. She's won a number of BAFTA awards for her work, and we'll be talking about that when she visits the island to talk on the opening day of this year's festival in mid-May. That's the very latest. For more news, sport and showbiz, go to islandfm.com.